Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, and welcome back, every single one of you. You are listening to From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and I am so grateful, really, genuinely grateful that you are here with me today, because today I really want to do a different episode. It is one of those episodes that I know is going to stay with you, not just for a day, not just for a week, but I think for a long time, because this is going to be the kind of conversation that quietly shifts something inside of you. If you let it, of course, because I'm going to introduce you a guest, but I would like to ask you something before that. And I want you to really sit with this for a moment. When was the last time that you truly felt at peace with money? Not just financially okay, but truly deeply at ease, where money wasn't something that kept you up at night or made you stomach, you know, how our stomach tightens when you see some things coming in, payments that you have to do, when you think about your bank account, or when you feel a certain tension in your most important relationships. For most of us, that peace with money feels far away, certainly in today's, you know, society, how we are living these challenging times. And we've been taught about money that it is something complicated, that it is stressful, that you either have it or you don't, that worrying about it is just a part of life. But what if that is not true? What if the relationship that you and I have with money, the anxiety, the guilt, the shame, the feeling of never having enough, is something that can actually be healed? I've done a lot of work around it, and that's why I'm so happy, because my guest today has dedicated his entire life to answering that question. And the world has listened, because I believe he has more than 8 million, if not 9 million copies of his books sold. Yes, almost 9 million copies, I believe. His teachings have crossed oceans, languages, and culture. And yet, when you meet him or hear him speak, there is this kind of humility and a warmth that is completely disarming. He is one of those rare people who generally radiates what he teaches. Yes, I so am honored, incredibly honored, to welcome Ken Honda. Now, he is Japan's most beloved self-development author, a money and happiness expert whose work has touched millions of lives around the world. Ken Honda, since 2001, his books have sold over 8 million copies, as I say, and they continue to reach new readers across languages and continents every single day. Now, you may maybe know him as the author of Happy Money. It is the Japanese art of making peace with your money. It is a beautiful paradigm shifting book. And I believe it is one of those huge international bestsellers introduced to so many of us to the idea that our relationship with money isn't just financial. It is also emotional, it is spiritual, and it is deeply personal. But I want you to know that Ken's work did not stop there. He keeps on writing books consistently, and I'm sure in this conversation following, we will talk about a few of those books, all worth reading. And I do believe that Happy Money is the book to start to get to know his wisdom. Ken is known by many names in the world of personal growth: the happy money guy, the money healer, and most of all, the Zen millionaire. And while those titles might sound like marketing to you, it did to me. I promise you, the moment you meet Ken or you hear him speak, you understand why each of these fits him perfectly. And his core belief is simple, really simple, but so revolutionary. It is not necessary to have a life of struggle with money. And that belief, that deeply compassionate belief, is what drives everything he does. One of his quotes, it says, "There's another way of living your life, especially around money. Clear the fog of anxiety around financial issues. Worry is not good for your health, and you can be free from all financial worries. When you feel more relaxed about money, you can trust your future more. And if you start trusting your future more, you have a lot more fun." Isn't that true? So Ken bridges the worlds of money and happiness in a way that nobody else does. He doesn't just give you budgeting tips or investment advice. He does something much deeper. He invites you to look inward, to heal the stories you've been carrying about money since childhood. We know that, to discover that ikigai, which is, you know, your reason for being here. And so it's all about that relationship with money, becoming a sort of reflection of your highest values and deepest purpose. So he's speaking in English, which is wonderful for us. And he's doing live events, online courses, seminars, and of course, those incredible books. You can follow him, you know, on Instagram at Happy Ken Honda, on YouTube at Ken Honda Official. And I truly encourage you to do both, because his content is absolutely gold. So I have been really looking forward to this conversation for quite a while now, because he's not just an amazing expert, he's just an extraordinary human being. And I so look forward. So he doesn't just teach about wealth, he embodies it. And with my concept of true wealth and the true wealth accounts, I really see that there's so much we have in common. So I am so looking forward to have this conversation just after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, every single one of you. I am here with a beautiful, amazing global citizen, I believe, Ken Honda. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Danielle. I'm so happy to be here. I'm right now in Hawaii, but I will be traveling around Europe again sometime in July. Europe has been
wonderful. You're coming this summer.
Yes, Europe has been beautiful, and I've been invited back so many times.
Oh, great.
So thank you so much for the invitation today.
Yes, I just am going to start with a very personal question, Ken, if that's okay for you. And I often ask the story behind the expert. So what was your biggest stress in your life, and has that in somehow contributed to who you are today?
Thank you for asking. That is a very deep question. Mm-hmm. People ask me, why do you write so many books? Why do you travel so much? Why do you have so much energy? Then share your story on happiness and money. I wrote a book, Happy Money, and everything I want to share is in there. When I come to think of your question, Danielle, I think it goes back to when I was 10 or 11, or maybe a little younger. When I just found out my father was crying after coming back from school, I was a grade school kid. I was so shocked because men are not capable of crying.
Oh.
And I asked my mother, what's happening? And she took me aside and told me that my father's best friend just died and he committed suicide. By then, I understood what committed suicide means, and that was what big shock, because I have never heard anything like that. It's only in the drama, TV, or a movie.
Mm.
And my mother also said he didn't kill himself. He killed the entire family of four and killed himself.
What?
even a bigger shock. It's called family suicide. At the
Yes.
time, to save your family from the shame of bankruptcy or suicide, you just die together. So you meet back in heaven. That's the idea. So my father, as a tax accountant, gave his best friend, his client, advice for filing bankruptcy. But what he didn't tell is he had the money so the family can live for a while after filing bankruptcy. But he was a typical Japanese man. I don't know, maybe your father's generation could be similar. Men didn't talk as much.
No, it's the same.
Right? So my father, so the Japanese are like a generation behind Europe. And so my father just didn't talk much. So he didn't tell his best friend that he was ready to help. But his friend gave up hope. And when you're in financial trouble, you
Oh
cannot
yeah,
really,
it's not,
you
it's a
know.
tunnel, hey? So,
Yes, yes. And then he took his own life and the family's life.
Wow.
And it was the biggest blow in my father's. And later on, it's a shockwave.
Yes.
So we are famous for a singing family. But then the music stopped. And my father went into alcohol because his mother, my
Oh.
grandmother, also passed away the same time. It was the biggest blow. And I realized that money can kill people. And if you don't
Wow.
understand how money works, it's like a bomb in your house. So since then, I started asking questions to adults about money and about healing because my father had enough money, but he wasn't happy. And I wanted to know why money makes people happy and unhappy and take their own life.
Yes.
Why does money have that superpower? And I
Wow.
got obsessed with the search for meaning of money, how to get it, how people lose it, and how it affects human psyche.
Yeah.
So by the time I was 15, I knew a lot about money. And
Wow.
he my father started teaching me about money when I was 8 or 9, personally. So I started my business in my 20s, and I retired from my baby girl when I was 29 for 4 years, which is very unusual for a Japanese
Yes.
man. And I had the longest hair to back up my waist, so it's like I was like Native American person. And then I had so much fun just doing nothing for 4 years. And during the semi-retirement, into 3 years, I got this inspiration. Because I saw mother and daughter in the park. And when they came in, and I was having a little snack with my daughter because we just finished swinging for an hour. I was very
I know.
exhausted. Yes. And then, but it's such a happy afternoon for us. And the mom came with her daughter. They were just pushing for it 5 times. And then we got to go. What? And the daughter was crying. Mom, we just got here. And my daughter and I were looking at them, and then, what? She was so right. But she said, your mom has to go to work, very frustrated. And then she literally was taken out from the swing, and then she was crying, and she wasn't happy. And we were looking at that situation, and my daughter was saying, wow, that girl is crying. She has no, she was small, so she has no judgment. But it really hurt me. And then my trauma came back. Oh, that's money, money monster, what I used to call.
Oh,
If
yes.
you don't understand money, it kills your health. It kills your spirit, like my father. And also, it kills the entire family. And then I started writing like crazy that night. And I ended up having a page of essays on happiness and money. That turned into a booklet, and then the rest of history. So since then, I've been writing one book every a couple of months.
Wow. So anyone listening with who recognizes himself in the story about financial stress can let's just see, because myself, I've had a lot of financial stress in my life. What would you say is the first step or little practical thing that one can do when you sit into that financial stress, knowing that it can kill you, knowing that it's not good for your health, and I can agree, I got sick,
Yeah.
a big part of it. So, can you tell us a little bit What would you suggest anyone listening?
Yeah, about money knowledge, I realized later on in my 20s because I read so many books, and there are two categories. One, money IQ, financial intelligence. So you need to know everything about investing, stocks, and tax laws, and
Yes.
that kind of thing, marketing, business-oriented stuff to get money and to make money, to protect money. And there's another a set of philosophy and intelligence, what I call money EQ, emotional intelligence. You
Yes.
need to learn about how you feel, how you feel scared, how you feel excited. Unless you have a high money EQ, and if you have, even if you have very high IQ, if you
Yeah.
don't have high EQ,
I agree.
you end up losing everything, like the hedge fund managers who went to the best universities in the world. They make stupid mistakes emotionally because they were fearful, they were angry, they were competitive, and then they lose sight of what's going on. So you need to have both financial IQ and financial EQ.
And is that, if I hear well, it's all about the energy, your frequency around money in your upbringing, in your how you think about money. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I always ask my people, and I talk to thousands of people
Yeah.
all over the world. I always ask this question: when you're a small child, what kind of money energy was floating in the air?
Yes.
If your parents were happy with money and happy with each other and happy about life, happy money angels are flying
I
in the house.
agree.
Like before Christmas, what do you want to have? And then
I agree.
I hope I'll get a mountain bike these days, PlayStation, like a very a gadget, right, from Japan. Very happy energy about money. Whatever you want will be granted. Not all the time, but 80%, 90%. So money has no issue. That's a happy family. Probably like
Yes.
a few percentage in the world. And like the rest of us, like my family, there is a lots of money stress. It doesn't really matter if your family has money or not. We've been scolded so much
Yes.
about money for wasting, for not protecting, for not saving, for not being smart with money. My mother was a very generous and gentle person, and I have seen her getting upset a few times. And the only time she gets upset is something to do with the money,
Money.
because she was budgeting as a housewife. So she was upset with me when I just didn't do what's supposed to. So we are so scared of doing something
True.
wrong. So in your childhood, was money floating in happy energy or floating with stress? If your money energy at the time in your house, in the living room, not so happy or frustrated, that money energy can really ruin, could have ruined your health, happiness, and the entire feeling as a family.
I agree. And so now, if I understand, I love your book, Happy Money, by the way. But if I understand, you are even more and more getting it into alignment with what the Ikigai is. Can you a little bit explain how you go from that energy money? Is it a logical kind of evolution to combine it with the Ikigai, like you
Ikigai,
call it?
yes. So ikigai is a word meaning life purpose in Japanese.
Yes.
Are you doing something that's worth living? Like Danielle, I think you're living your ikigai
Yes,
because you found
meaning
it. I
my
don't know. Yes,
yes.
I don't know. How many years ago do you think you found your ikigai? It's not like this year or last year, right?
No, it's true. It's been decades almost now. But I believe that isn't it normally that's what we here in Europe were taught that there's four things. It's what you love, it's what you're good at, your skills, it's what the world needs, your mission, and it's the last one is the one with the money that you can be paid for. But I believe you see it in a different way. Is that correct?
Sorry, the airplane is flying by. I'm
No
near
worries.
the airport, so I think they're
No
waking
worries.
up. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I don't really want to go into details because it's complicated. But to make it simple, Ikigai will give you health. Ikigai will give you a life force energy.
Yes.
So if you don't what you don't want to do, you feel like you're drugged into the company you're working for or school, and you feel energy so low. Most of us experience that. And then if it's something you find it so much fun and excitement and passion, even though you don't get paid well, you feel so happy. So your ikigai will just give you so much energy.
I
But
agree.
yes, but you have to be careful. There are two kinds of ikigai that pays you money and ikigai that doesn't. So that is a tricky part. And that is why some people do what they love and they say, Ken, I'm doing what I love, and how come money is not following me? So I wrote a national bestseller to solve this situation. The title, it sold almost like 1 million copies. The title is Do What You Love and Make Sure Money Follows You. There's a million seller title
Agree.
in America, Do What You Love and Money Will Follow. And it's not necessarily true. 90% of the time money doesn't follow you. Isn't that true,
I
Daniel?
so agree because I want to say to you, I'm not sure you're aware of it, but I'm writing a book as well on true wealth. And in my true wealth concept, not wealth, but true wealth, I've experienced a lot of cancer in the family and a lot of things happening with health. And then you realize what true wealth is. And I had pointed out, Ken, that it was life force, freedom, and fulfillment. That's what we're talking about. But added a fourth one. Because the financial flow is the one that we often, like you're saying, it needs to be there as well. So thank you for saying that, because that to me is true wealth. And you, is that what,
Exactly.
as the ikigai, is that for you the complete kind of concept then?
Yeah, I don't have much time to talk about all the details, but I have eight of them in my book. So I
Beautiful.
wrote,
And what is the book called?
I'm writing a book called Ikigai and Happy Money, Why Ikigai Brings Happy Money. So if you're interested, please check the Amazon. It'll be
Yes.
out in a few languages. My book,
Okay.
Happy Money, is out in 38 languages, I think,
I'll
in
send
Europe.
people to your website and I'll talk about it in the outro so people can go, because I think it's really worthwhile. Anyone listening now, so many of the audience out there globally can that are listening right now, these times are not, they are challenging, they're not easy times, and so many people feel that financial stress. So,
Yes.
yeah, so thank you for. So, what exactly do you want to say to this audience? They're all people who are health minded. They're people who
Yes.
want to feel happy. They're people who want to feel fulfilled and have financial flow. What would you say to them?
So since you're interested in health, that means your basic stuff is covered.
Yes.
And then if you have health, you have everything. So money is like that too. Money touches every area, field of your life. Money touches relationship, money touches work, inner peace, your relationship with your family members and yourself. If you are having peace with money, you can have peace with yourself. There are so many ways to learn about money. I don't need you to be obsessed with money. It's like health. I want you to be
Yes,
health
I agree.
healthy. But if you just study about health and if you just are so obsessed with health, then you're not healthy anymore,
That's true.
emotionally. So health and wealth is something that you don't focus on. You people say, wow, you're so wealthy, you're so healthy. And then you ask yourself, am I happy? Am I wealthy? Wow, yeah, I have more than enough. I have so much energy. So it's not something you aim for. It's something you notice one day as a result of having a beautiful life. And like Danielle, just live your ikigai, find your life purpose. And if you live it, and just make this financially work. And then you don't have to be a millionaire, billionaire. You need to make both ends meet. That's another story. But if you do it right, money will follow you more than enough. And then if you have more than enough, please share with your neighbors. Please share with the people
Oh, good
who are
one.
underprivileged because the wealth is given to you. If you're given health, it's because you can help other people. If you're given more wealth, that's not yours to keep. It's somebody else's to share. So happiness is the same thing. If you feel happy, just feel your share with your smiles with somebody.
It's
So
contagious. A smile is contagious. That on its
Yeah.
own is energy. So thank you for that. Now, can you say that your own purpose can is evolving as well? Or is it still the same, but you go more into depth in it?
Yeah, so like happy money is a core
Yeah.
of my passion. And then happy money with Ikigai, happy money for child raising, happy money for
Oh, yes.
investment. And also I'm going to start writing books for generations. One of the national bestsellers in Japan is, I sold 2.3 million copies, is 17 Things to Do series. 17 Things to Do for Teens, 20s. So I'm going to write a book, series of books called Happy Money for Teens, Happy Money for 20s, Happy Money for 30s. Because money is different when
Yes,
you're a
I
teenager.
agree. Yes.
Money is different when you're in your 60s. So I'm going to write a series of books for English speakers. My English
Ooh.
speaking friends say, Ken, either I will study Japanese and how to read, or you translate your books, because I have published about 200 books and sold 9 million copies. So.
Ken, so the one, I love the one that you're going to write for teens. Because I'm a grandmother of five. My granddaughter becomes nine soon. And I have never been educated, like you were saying, with money and how the concept of money. Yeah, I've never been educated. It's like the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I've never been educated with money. And it's always been a missing link. So I really like it that you're going to teach teens about money, because I think that's where it starts, doesn't it?
Yes. So I have another national bestseller, How to Teach Your Kids About Money. Because
Okay.
it's like sexual issues. We're
Yes.
confused. And they ask you one day, how was I born? And you have to talk about some sexual issues, which is always awkward. And also, I have a friend who asked me, how can I teach my kids? And because my son asked me,
Yeah.
Dad, how come are we poor? And then it really shocked him, because his kid's iPhone is so old
Yes.
that he doesn't have what his friends had.
Yes.
You need to learn how to teach
Yes.
your kids about money,
I agree.
because either you teach like money is very important, or you have, unless you have money, you have no head. I have a collection of all the horrible words that we
Is
scare
it?
kids
Oh, wonderful. No, I think
globally.
that's a very beautiful purpose there, to educate that small generation, the generations after us. So do you have any tip that you can give now to any parent listening?
Yes. So just one thing. Please teach your kids money is energy. Money is neutral. My father used to say when I was small, in a scary tone, like a horror movie, you know, money has two sides of faces, like a coin. One face is an angel. The other face is a devil.
The devil.
I was really scared. Yeah, so of course I want the angel side will come
Of
up.
course.
I asked him, which is the right one? And he said, whoever you are will decide. That means if you're a nice person with money, if you become wealthy, you become nicer. Daniel, you are like that.
Yeah.
And if you're a bad person, mean person, unkind person, with money, you become
More of
horrible
that.
person. Yes. Whatever you wish your kids' money to be, you need to raise them. So there are always two sides of money. If you're living happy, beautiful life, money will always treat you kind. And if you're a terrible person, if you're frustrated, money will come out like a terrible side. Whoever you are will put the side for you.
Agree.
So you've got to be very careful. If you're a kind and loving and fun person, that side of money's face will pop up.
Is there any, I can almost say, new thing now writing the book that you are writing now and that is coming out soon, and everybody will, I will encourage everybody to read it because I think it's a very important one. Can you say anything new that you're going to bring in there that might inspire people already to go and buy the book?
Yeah, a lot of people have come to me even on the street or the airport, and when they've spot me from the YouTube and stuff, they always said, Ken, I never thought about money this way. That means that they think money is a certain way, and I usually give people 10 different perspectives on money. So they're like, get blown away. Wow, I didn't know money is like that. But one thing I can leave with you, Danielle, today is money is energy. It floats in your life, in your company working, in your home. So which kind of energy do you want it to be? Do you want your money to carry positive energy? Do you want your money to carry negative energy? When you're upset with money, your money becomes unhappy money. When you're happy with your life, your money becomes happy money. So it's up to you. You need to sort all the issues. You need to heal your pain. You need to talk about money when you feel something negative, especially with your loved ones, your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, kids, parents, friends, clients. It's sometimes awkward, but you need to really talk about that with your clients and friends. And that way, you feel very clear about money. And then you feel very clean about money. That's what's so important about in your life. So I'm just hoping that all your money will stay as happy money, and the more happy money will come into your life. Because
And
with more
how
happy.
do you practice it, Ken? Can I ask you that? Is that personal?
Sure.
How do you practice that energy of money in your own life, that happy money? How do you
Yeah.
practice it?
So when new money comes in, an online banking, or the other day, I got my contract renewed somewhere, and a new book offer from Bulgaria. And then, say, certain money comes in, I said, arigato, or danke, or sheshe. I love doing it in a foreign language. Thank you, money, when it comes in. And then when you spend bills for the hotels and the airplanes and the restaurant and the grocery stores, also, thank you for the money, for staying with you. Thank you to the cashier. Thank you for the person, server. Just thank you. Arigato so much. Because you got the food, you got the service, and you can really appreciate the certain time and a nice meal. And then you feel very happy. So arigato in, arigato out.
It's the
You can say,
giving and receiving that I hear, the flow
yeah.
of giving and receiving and trusting that
Yeah.
what you give out comes back. Is that, yeah.
Yeah. So breathe in, breathe out. So it's as simple as that. If you breathe the air in, nice air in, you feel very happy. And when you just breathe out, very happy.
You
So
release,
money is like that. So when you feel afraid, anxious, and anxiety around money, take a few breaths. It takes only a minute, 5 times. And then money comes in. And happy money going out. But once again, happy money come in and go out. When money goes out of a sudden expense and a tax invoice, you get panic, right? And then take a deep breath. Money comes in, it's health.
I agree.
When you eat, you need to release. But it's in when it comes to money, people
People are
receive
like,
money. Yeah, I don't wanna
you go in
go.
contraction.
Yeah, I want to go. I don't want to go to the bathroom. I don't do number one, number two. I want to hold on. That's not healthy. So you need to release and eat well. Money is the same thing.
Looking at your purpose, your lifestyle, all your experience and your wisdom, Ken, I just want to acknowledge you for that around this whole subject. Is there any statement, quote, I think you live by that is very you, that brings you every time back into your own space? Is there a, I don't know, a quote, a statement you live by?
Yes, it's almost like affirmation. When I get up in the morning, which I did half an hour ago, I'm in Hawaii time right now. I'm at the airport. I'm flying back to Japan. So when I wake up in the morning, I always say, which clothes am I going to wear? In other words, what kind of air do I want to wear? So do I want to have a happy energy or frustrated energy or desperate energy? So I always check, like I check my hair, and am I
It's
wearing the
all
right?
energy, it's all frequency, your clothes,
Yeah.
your hair, your is that,
Yes, and then check. And when I feel like something is wrong, why? I'm feeling a little uneasy. I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling sad because my father said something about that in my dream. I'm feeling a little frustrated because my friend said this the day before. So I do a quick meditation, like
Like a
each,
scan.
and then finally, boom, I'm a happy panda. So I need to, Put my energy.
Is there a quote of yours that you want to state here to finish off this conversation? Is there a quote that you often use?
So, money is energy. So, have fun.
Oh, so we don't have fun with money, do we? Money
Yes.
brings us in this energy of contraction. And I want people maybe to get that out of this conversation, to get into the joy, the fun,
Yes.
the expansion. Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you, Ken. That's really beautiful. So I will come back just now. I'm going to have a little break. I just want to say thank you again, Ken Honda. You have been absolutely inspiring, I'm sure, for anyone listening. I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Wow, my goodness. I told you that we would have this conversation. Being so special, authentic, vulnerable. How amazing this was. I don't know about you, but I feel like I need to sit a little bit for a moment and just let it all sink in, because this is the kind of conversation I love, where you walk in thinking you know what you're gonna get, and then the depth might just surprise you, move you, or shift something real. And it all started with his own origin story about how his father was crying around his best friend family suicide. Now, that is something that I found so illustrating how in our childhood, those realities really imprint something in ourselves. And so he went to look for the reason why money makes people so unhappy and how it can have so much impact on our lives and our human psyche. And so we talked about so many beautiful things. And as I said, he has sold so many books because, but could you feel that? That is, there was not 1 ounce of ego in this man. He's just so beautiful, open, and what a humble presence. That in itself teaches you something about what true wealth actually means. Let's take a moment to, revisit a little bit on what we touched, because I don't want any of this slip through your fingers. Now, we started exploring that idea, that philosophy, that money is not just a financial tool, but it's energy. It carries emotional. He was saying there's the IQ and there's the EQ, and we need both. The EQ might even be the most important one. And so, isn't it amazing that money carries stories and those emotional imprints, those stories, the one we picked up in childhood, the one we inherited from our parents, the one society has been whispering for decades now, those stories are often running the show without us even realizing it. And at the same time, he also said that we cannot obsess about money, not focus too much on it. It's important to find that ikigai, and really, money will follow you, but still, you need to have that financial flow. So, we talked about that happy money versus unhappy money. It's one of my favorite concepts, of course, to let money flow with love, with gratitude, with joy, how happy money creates abundance. While that unhappy money that moves with fear, resentment, anger, etc., it tends to drain us and it even makes us sick. It is so unhealthy. And so that simple refrain changes already everything about how you earn money, how you spend money, how you save money, how you give money. Wasn't it amazing how he explained to us such simple tips around how to say thank you, how to, when you receive money, but also how to say thank you when you give money, when you pay your bills. We talked about so many things. If you want to, you can go and go back to the Listen on Demand and listen to this interview again, because it really touched some deep, deep things. So when money is given to you, give it and share it with others. And by the way, did you hear about how to teach the next generation about money? Isn't that a beautiful thing that he's gonna write some books in English, I suppose, about happy money for teens, for people in their 20s, in their 60s? Because it is true, your relationship with money changes. It's so important to educate already your kids around money. Because what I got from this whole conversation is that happy money energy is who you are. It shows up in everything, in your relationships, in your home, in everything. And so is frustrated money energy or unhappy money energy. It determines who you are and who you become. So when I heard him say that you deserve a relationship with money that feels like ease, like flow, like abundance, not because you've earned it through suffering, but because that is simply what is available to you when you do the inner work. So there is some inner work to do. And speaking of doing the inner work, I have something that I am so excited about to share with you today because it goes well with this subject, with Ken Honda's philosophy. And that, honestly, it feels like the perfect companion to everything that Ken and I talked about. I created something called the True Wealth Accounts Quiz. And if there's one thing I want you to do after listening to this episode, that's what it is. You see, Ken and I, we both say that real wealth isn't just what's in your bank account, that true wealth lives across so many dimensions of your life. And it is so important to go and look. That quiz is designed to show you exactly where you are. It's gentle, it's revealing, it's generally empowering to go and look at the full picture of your wealth, not just the financial flow piece, but the life force we talked about, the freedom, the fulfillment, the ikigai. So it's all that together. Because that's what true wealth is. And that's what Ken's entire life's work points to. That is what he and I want for you. So, whether you go and look at Ken's books, which ones are to any interest of you, speak to you, or whether you just take a few minutes to completely get the clarity of the quiz, Daniel Sachs.com/quiz. Just go there, DanielSachs.com/quiz. And the quiz is waiting for you right now if you want to do it. Come back and let me know what you discovered. Just to finish off, I want to say to Ken Honda, thank you. Thank you for also giving us that different perspective on money, that money is energy. As I always say in my work, everything is energy. Unhappy or happy money, wherever it comes to you, say thank you. Whenever you spend it, say thank you. It is like your breath breathing in and out. Thank you, Ken Honda, once again. It was such a deep conversation for me, and I truly admire and respect every single ounce of this man. And to you listening right now, I want to say thank you as well. Let's use the word thank you for everything in the coming hours, days, and weeks. And whether you are a long-time listener or this is just the first episode because, you know, Ken Honda is a big name and it's the first time you listened, let me tell you, I'm so glad you're here. And I hope today's conversation planted a seed. And it's up to you to water it. Again, go and visit Ken at Happy Ken Honda on Instagram and at Ken Honda Official on YouTube, or pick up Happy Money one of those books that can change your life. Don't forget to go and do the quiz, danielsachs.com/quiz, and your true wealth is waiting for you. I can say, until next time, take good care of yourself, take care of each other. Remember, say thank you every time you pay for something and every time money comes in, because true wealth starts from within. Your energy matters. That's where it all starts. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to danielsachs.com.